Unprecedented legal action has begun in Perth with the family of a murdered Indigenous woman suing the WA Police Service and the state government for negligence. Andrea Pickett was stabbed to death by her estranged husband in Perth in 2009 after he repeatedly breached restraining orders. An inquest in 2012 found that police had failed to investigate or act on the multiple breaches. Andrea Pickett's family say they want justice for their sister and mother. From Perth, Caitlin Gribben has this exclusive report.
Andrea Pickett's family say when the devoted mother of 13 most needed help, she was fatally let down.
I believe Andrea would still be alive today if the systems that are in place were just followed through or investigations done. Then it could be a whole different thing today than it currently is.
Gary Bentley says today is another step closer to justice for his sister. Andrea Pickett was stabbed 17 times by her estranged husband, Kenneth Pickett, in 2009. One of Andrea's daughters witnessed the murder. Together with seven of Ms. Pickett's children and other family members, Mr. Bentley has filed a statement of claim in Perth's district court. In what's said to be a landmark case, the family is suing the state of Western Australia and the WA Police Service for negligence.
One of the things that Andrea found really difficult was when she called up one of the services, they would quite often pass you off to somebody else. You're so confused and so frustrated about what's going on. Andrea was ready to give up, and that was pretty clear on the weekend that she passed away.
In the year before her death, Ms. Pickett repeatedly went to police and other agencies, saying she feared her violent husband would kill her. A 2012 inquest found WA police failed to investigate or act on multiple breaches of violence restraining orders by Kenneth Pickett. Gary Bentley says the WA government and police failed in their duty of care to protect Andrea.
There's lots of little things that just need to be changed so that people have quick access, that the systems are integrated in such a way or brought together in such a way that the communication's there to identify that this person is a high risk and what to do with them. Because in Andrea's case, they claimed that she was a high risk of being killed, and yet it wasn't acted on.
The family wants financial compensation relating to the care and upkeep of seven of Ms. Pickett's children. They're also demanding systemic change. That's being welcomed by Angela Hartwig, the chief executive of the Women's Council for Domestic and Family Violence Services.
One of the things that this tragic death highlights is that we really need to look at systemic responses on all levels, and I think it puts all government departments and non-government agencies on notice to say when a victim seeking help and protection that they should be, one, taken seriously and, two, treated with the utmost force of the law. And I think, as we know, in Andrea's case, this failed.
Would a woman fearing for her safety today be treated differently to how Andrea Pickett was back in 2008, 2009?
Well, we hope so. That's the ultimate aim, but we know that there are still inconsistencies on the ground, and these are the things that need to change. If we're going to have all police officers, for example, responding in the same way, then they all need to be having the same policies, practices and attitudinal responses to victims of domestic and family violence.
WA's Attorney General and the WA Police say they won't comment on a case before the court. Gary Bentley says the family won't stop fighting, even though it's too late for Andrea's children.
The youngest, and second youngest and third youngest are probably at the stage now that, though they know who their mum is, they can see a photo or a video and see their mum. It's not something where they can recall something from their heads. But they're orphans now, so lost both mother and father the same day.